This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 85. Thanks for joining us, whether you're new to the show or maybe a seasoned listener. This program, Tech It Out, which is syndicated by Radio America, it launched back in July of 2017, with the podcast starting about 6 or 7 months later. So I hope you've been enjoying it so far. We do have a great show planned for you this hour. In a moment from now, we'll chat with Toyota about automotive technology, including self-driving car tech. We'll talk this hour about virtual physiotherapy through your mobile device with Fixable, and they're spelled P-H-Y-X-A-B-L-E. Ahead of spring break, we'll also talk about an alternative to paying the airlines for your luggage. What else can you do? We'll talk with Lugless about that. And speaking of travel, we'll chat with Skyscanner about booking your next trip and why, and a lot more on today's show. All right, let's kick things off. If you were at the recent Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, you no doubt saw how automotive tech is becoming a much bigger part of the show year in and year out. And once again, Toyota was there to showcase its next generation research vehicle, the P4. It's based on a Lexus LS 500H, and it was used to demonstrate smart and safe autonomous driving tech. Joining us on the line to chat about it is Ryan Eustace. He's the Senior Vice President of Automated Driving at the Toyota Research Institute, or TRI for short. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of Toyota Motor North America. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate the opportunity.
Great. So I understand that there are four main mandates to Toyota Research Institute. So please walk us through them.
Sure. Well, the four mandates that we have within TRI is, firstly, to enhance the safety of automobiles. Secondly, to then increase access to cars to those who are otherwise unable or cannot drive. Thirdly, to translate Toyota's expertise in creating products for outdoor mobility into products for indoor mobility. And finally, the last mandate is really to use AI in terms of accelerating scientific discovery by applying basically our techniques from artificial intelligence and machine learning to, say, new material discovery for, say, better battery chemistry.
Got it. Okay, so we're not just talking about self-driving cars here or fully autonomous vehicles, but I know that much of your effort is geared towards making the ride safer, whether a human is behind the wheel or in the near future, the vehicle is doing a lot of the heavy lifting. So I guess it's safe to say, Ryan, that today we have what's often referred to as semi-autonomous aids. So things like adaptive cruise control and blind spot sensors and lane change alerts and all that to help us stay safer on the roads. And no doubt it's making a difference. But in the near future, we are talking about fully autonomous vehicles. How far out do you think that is? And why do you think Toyota is doubling down on this technology?
Yeah, great. Thanks for the question. So, yeah, in the autonomous vehicles, I mean, there's obviously a lot of interest both in the public space and industry. You know, a lot of efforts kind of being poured into this right now. And I think one of the things that to help kind of help calibrate everybody, when we talk about, you know, fully autonomous vehicles, I think, you know, the first introduction of technology like that into the marketplace, it's not going to be a car that you own. I think so there's these different kind of levels of autonomy that you often hear referred to. So the Society of Automotive Engineers has this kind of SAE level of this 0 to 5 scale of autonomy. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about these levels 4 and 5, that's when the human strictly is a passenger and the car is responsible for the driving task. Now, you know, the difference between the level 4 and level 5 is that level 4 assumes that there's some restricted operational domains. That can be a geographic area, it could be weather limited, it could be traffic conditions limited. I think you're going to first see a fully autonomous system kind of deployed in really these level 4 scenarios, and primarily probably as part of a mobility as a service type of application where it's really, think about it as a robotaxi or kind of car on demand. And part of the reasoning for that is that in that type of scenario, it better really fits the customer's expectations in the sense that, you know, if I were to own a car, right, expect it to be a level 4 capability at any time, well, it'd be a real bummer if I wanted the thing to take me home and it couldn't because of the weather. And so additionally on top of that, there's also a kind of a cost perspective that, you know, personally owned vehicles today, you know, we drive them about 5% of the time. The other 95% of the time, they're either sitting in our parking lot or in our driveway. And so when you think about it also from the cost perspective in terms of some of the sensing and compute that needs to go into these systems, in the robotaxi scenario, the utilization is much higher, and so you can afford to put that instrumentation on it. Mm-hmm. And in terms of, you know, when the technology is arriving, it's actually some of it's here today. So actually, through our Toyota AI Ventures, we actually, one of the companies that, a startup that we have funded is a company called May Mobility. And they're actually have deployed and are offering a level 4 low speed kind of shuttle service in downtown Detroit today. And so depending on how you can constrain that operational design domain, you can actually begin to field some of these level 4 systems today. I think what the public's really interested in, though, is like, when do we get to a system that's just really more unrestricted, right? It can kind of go anywhere, anytime. And that's the real challenge, I think, for the whole industry. And that, I think, is still many years off.
All right. So no hard year that you'd want to predict. I've heard other automotive makers predicting certain years, you know, 2021 or 2023. Obviously, there's other things like legislative hurdles, right? Insurance implications.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of other things.
Yeah, it's not just the technology. As you exactly said, there's the societal kind of implications of this in terms of the technology's adoption, as well as, yeah, the regulatory kind of legal hurdles that need to be addressed with this. I think the really unique view that Toyota kind of brings to the space, though, is that as we're working on the core technology that supports the self-driving application, we have kind of two aims with this technology. So ultimately getting to what we call the level 4 kind of Toyota chauffeur system where the human's the passenger and the car strictly is responsible for the driving task. But the other application that we see in the near term is what we call Toyota Guardian, where we use all the same core of that automated driving technology, but really in the mindset of, can we build an uncrashable Toyota, a vehicle that works with you? So the human still is the primary driver, but it's really like a super advanced driver assist system to think about, how do we have a general purpose kind of capability to don't leave the road, don't hit things, and don't get hit. Hmm. And now, it sounds really easy to say, but to really develop an AI system that kind of has that holistic understanding in terms of perception, prediction, and planning to reason about the world and to help be a backup really for the human to help prevent those types of crashes. It's still a really hard technical problem.
We're chatting with Ryan Eustace. We're talking about technology and vehicles. We just saw Toyota at the Consumer Electronics Show showing off its Guardian system. Is it safe to say, Ryan, that these are a bunch of sensors, cameras, things like LiDAR and radar and other aids, other tools around the vehicle that help keep it safe, as you've been saying, prevent an accident from happening, speeding up and slowing down to avoid a collision, that kind of thing?
Exactly. Yeah. So the Platform 4 that we showed at CES is one of the vehicles in our research test fleet as we're developing this technology. And so in terms of the type of sensing that it has both LiDAR, optical camera systems, radar. And additionally, you know, we also think about using maps. So, you know, that we can pre-map the environment in advance, and the car is able to correlate what it sees with its sensors with the map data to kind of really know where it is, and that helps it understand the rules of the road, if you will. And so all that information can be combined in the AI system to really have it have a high-level awareness when it comes to perceiving the environment, predicting then of what we think the future is going to be in terms of other drivers and other pedestrians. And then based upon that prediction, it's able to then plan and kind of work with the human to think about how the vehicle should assist or work with the driver.
Got it. So that Guardian system that was showcased at CES, just to clarify, this is part of what's called the P4 technology. That's your latest iteration of this modified Lexus, just to show what's possible, but nothing's been deployed yet on a mass scale.
Yeah, this is part of our internal R&D test fleet. So with the P4 system, we use that both for our technology development on the Toyota Chauffeur system as well as for the Toyota Guardian application. And it's part of our R&D fleet that we have here within TRI, and we use it both for closed course testing, in particular some of the test tracks that we actually own here in Michigan,
cool,
as well as we use it for public road driving.
All right, awesome, Ryan. So the best place to learn more about Toyota's technology and your work with TRI, and what would be the best place to go to?
Sure, well, at our website, which is www.tri.global. Also, we have a Twitter account at Toyota Research. And we also have a YouTube channel where, if, in particular, you can find actually Gil Pratt gave a talk at CES just a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And you can learn all the latest about our technology in Guardian.
Okay, great. The website, once again, is www.tri.global. And as you mentioned, there's also a Twitter and YouTube channel as well. Ryan Eustace, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate it.
Hey, if you're into automotive tech and you want to hear more of it on Tech It Out, hit me up on social media to let me know what you think of the show, any suggestions on upcoming topics or guests. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And my name is spelt Mark with a C, S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. Would love to hear from you. Before we continue on with the program, Tech It Out is powered by Asus. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much, much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with Skyscanner to hear about saving money and time and frustration while booking your next trip. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month, lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video stream set up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Tis the season for travel, but how do you know you're getting the best possible price? How would you feel, for example, if the person right beside you on the same flight paid $150 less for their seat? Well, Skyscanner is a travel fare aggregator website and app and search engine that claims to help you find the best deal on flights, hotels, and car rentals. Joining us to talk about Skyscanner, how it works, who it's for, and to share some travel tips, we've got Marissa Hills on the line. She's a market growth lead at Skyscanner. Welcome to the show, Marissa.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for carving out some time to chat. For those who haven't yet heard of Skyscanner, can you tell us a bit about the company?
Yes. Skyscanner is an online meta search site. So we offer free and unbiased flight, hotel, and car rental options to over 80 million travelers around the world who trust us each month to help them find their next trip.
Okay, meta search engine. How is that different than a regular search engine like Google or Bing?
Unlike other travel sites that you're used to, Skyscanner as a meta search site searches hundreds of airlines, hotels, car rentals, and online travel agency websites in literally seconds to bring all of the options into one place. And with this, we work with over 1,200 global partners to make this happen. Another way to think of us is that we're a one-stop shop comparison website. We believe this makes booking travel easier because it helps our users find the best deal available.
All right, so a meta search engine includes other search engines behind the scenes. So you type what you're looking for, and it scours through all these other sites and engines as well. That's basically how it works. So as you said, it's a one-stop shop. You just go to the Skyscanner website or the app, and that's all you need to get the lowest price on what you're looking for.
Exactly.
So walk us through how it works. So let's say someone listening right now wants to travel from New York to Los Angeles. How do we get going? What's the next step?
As mentioned, when travelers input their desired flight or hotel destination or even their car rental pickup, the first thing they'll notice is that we're scanning literally hundreds of travel options. So we're filtering by common preferences like the cost, the duration, or even the time that we're looking to travel. Once you're ready to book, Skyscanner redirects the traveler to our partner site to complete their booking. There are no hidden fees or higher costs from doing this. In fact, you'll find the same price on the Skyscanner website as you will directly on the airline, hotel, or car rental site. At Skyscanner, we are never charging a service fee to our users.
Okay, so there's no service fee, and the price that you see, it is from another place. It's just that you start at Skyscanner. Like it's like a third party in a way, right? Like it could be the best deal is from United or Air Canada or another airline third party site, right? But you just start at Skyscanner.
Yes. And I think something to probably call in at this point is our founder, Gareth Williams. This idea kind of came in place back in 2003 because he was an engineer who loved and was just an avid skier. So he wanted to really find a way to pull in all of these different prices into one place. And this was really how Skyscanner was born. And it initially started really just as a simple Excel spreadsheet. So since then, we've really grown into this aggregator that has pulled in all of these different pricings for our users.
Got it. We're chatting with Marissa Hills. She's a market growth lead at Skyscanner, a very popular website and app to find deals on travel. You know, I've been doing this manually, Marissa. So there are sites that I use to, for example, car rentals. I'm going to Vancouver soon. So I went to Avis and I found that it was going to cost me $61 a day to rent the same vehicle that was $38 on budget. But I had to manually look for that difference and type in where, you know, the city I'm going to and the kind of vehicle I wanted. And I found that discrepancy and then jumped on the less expensive one. You just need to go to Skyscanner to that one place. And then that's how you're going to find the lowest rates when you type in your criteria. That's essentially how it works.
Exactly. And as I mentioned earlier, we work with 1,200 global partners. So we really have the coverage around the world to be able to serve you the cheapest price.
Now, it's not always about the cheapest price, as you mentioned earlier. There's other things that are important to you, like with travel, like how many stops is that plane going to take and what hours and what airline. Like you may have like a frequent flyer number with one airline and you want to stick with them. So you can type in that information so you only fly with that one airline that you want, that kind of thing, correct?
Yeah, and I think that it's worth mentioning that we're travelers too at Skyscanner. We really try to build products and services that will help our travelers find these unbelievable vacation deals. So we're trying to customize to our users as much as possible.
Okay. As we wrap up here, Marissa, are there any tips that you've got for travelers, maybe on leveraging mobile devices or any other tips and tricks that you could suggest generically?
I would just say that whether you have an unlimited budget or set amount that you're willing to spend on your next trip, we at Skyscanner really believe in giving travelers all the choices and helping them make informed decisions. So we don't have any hidden fees or we don't charge commissions and we'll never use cookies to alter our pricing. I think as far as tips go, something that might be interesting is we find that in the U.S. and in Canada that typically booking 4 to 5 weeks out from your desired time of travel will kind of get you the best bang for your buck.
So don't wait to the last minute, because I think the opposite is what many people do. They think, oh, I'm going to get a good deal because that airline is like left without a couple of seats and they want to fill it up. So they'll have a fire sale. That's not the case.
No.
Okay. Awesome. All right. All right. So Skyscanner, it's a free app, or you just go to the website, skyscanner.com, and then you start right away, or do you need to register or anything? I know it's free to use, but you have to sign up for an account.
Nope. Just go right in and do your search for your next trip.
Okay. Marissa Hills, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Same to you.
When we continue on Tech It Out, we're going to continue the thread of travel, of course, with spring break coming up, and for our Canadian listeners, March break. And we are going to talk with Lugless. This is an alternative to paying the airline for your checked baggage. We'll learn how Lugless works when we return. Stay with us. You're listening to Tech It Out. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. As you likely know, airlines today have significantly raised its baggage fees for checked suitcases, as much as $30 or $40 per bag in some cases. So the answer is either packing less to save, carrying your bag on the airplane if it'll fit in the overhead compartment, or there's a new option called Lugless. Joining us on the line to explain what it is, we've got Aaron Curley. He's the president of Lugless. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
So let's dive right in. What is Lugless?
Well, Lugless is really the first cost-competitive alternative to checking your luggage with the airlines when you travel. So we really leverage technology to make it super easy and intuitive to ship luggage with either UPS or FedEx when you travel instead of checking a bag.
And then how do you time it so that your bag shows up when you do? And do you send it to the hotel that you're staying at, for example?
Yeah, that's a good question. So actually, unlike when you check your bag with the airlines, when you ship your bag with Lugless, you need to either have it shipped either a day or more before you travel. We have different services tiering in price. So, like, our faster services are more expensive than our slower services. So if you can book out 3 to 5 days, you can actually get the price of shipping a bag often less than checking a bag.
Yeah, so I read that it's as low as $15, which sounds very competitive, especially when you compare that to today's rates for checking a bag with many airlines, including discount airlines.
Oh, yeah, that's right. In fact, so our prices do start around $15. That's for like maybe a bag up to about 25 pounds. A 50-pound bag, pricing starts maybe around $25 for that. So, yep.
And is Lugless an app? Is it a website? And why would somebody use Lugless opposed to, say, shipping their bag just directly through FedEx or UPS?
So Lugless is a website, so you can book online at lugless.com, similar to how you'd book an airline ticket. The reason you'd go to us directly instead of going to UPS or FedEx is because we actually just make it a whole lot easier and less expensive than going direct to UPS and FedEx.
If you don't mind me asking, how do you manage that? I mean, how do you make it cheaper than what these couriers can offer directly?
Well, it's because we do tremendous volume with them, and so we have bulk discounts with the carriers, and we really pass on those savings directly to our users. And the way we make money is we actually sell support plans on top of UPS and FedEx that you can pay for if you'd like to.
Cool. We're chatting with Aaron Curley. He's the president of Lugless. It's the first cost-competitive alternative to checking bags at the airport. So walk us through then the process, Aaron. Like, you know, walk us through a typical scenario. So let's say I'm flying from New York to LA on March the 15th. What do I need to do in advance?
All right. So the way you would use Lugless is you'd go on to lugless.com and you'd enter in your origin and destination airport or addresses. And you'd get some pricing similar to how you book an airline ticket. After you choose the service and the bag categories that you want to ship, you simply print shipping labels off lugless.com. You pack as you normally would, and then you take your luggage to either a UPS or a FedEx drop point. There's over 10,000 of them in the U.S., so they're usually within a couple miles of where most people live. Or we can arrange a doorstep pickup for an additional fee right from your home. And the next time you see your luggage, it's at your hotel. If you're traveling to an Airbnb or something similar, we can even have your luggage held nearby for pickup when you arrive in town.
Okay, got it. And most hotels will hold a bag for you pro bono, right? I mean, there's exceptions, but I've you know, as a frequent traveler, I review electronics and things, so I can often have shipments waiting for me when I get there, and there's no holding fee in many cases.
That's exactly right. And so when you check in at the hotel, they'll say, Mr. Salzman, we have a package waiting for you, and you know, you can either collect it at the front desk or have them bring it right to your room.
What would you say is the biggest misconception about a service like Lugless?
Historically, shipping luggage has really been something for kind of like the rich and the famous, so people think it's sort of out of reach financially. And what we've done with Lugless is we've kind of flipped that whole model on its head. We rely heavily on technology, so it's not, our cost structure is much more lean, and so we're able to offer luggage shipping, you know, at a price similar to checking a bag.
Not to mention, everybody's got a horror story about lost luggage. And it's not like it can't happen with a courier, but it seems like it would be a lot less likely, at least based on my experience.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're backed by the reliability of UPS and FedEx. They publish on-time percentages in the high 90s, 98, 99%, where if you look at the airline on-time percentages, they're historically in the low 90s, you know, 94, 93% range. So yeah, it is more reliable than checking.
And just to clarify, for the least expensive options, that would be for you to drop off your bag at a UPS or a FedEx drop-off depot, opposed to having it being picked up at your doorstep. And it would also be for a smaller bag rather than a big, heavy suitcase, correct?
Yes, that's right. But you can, for instance, ship a 50-pound suitcase from New York to Chicago for $28 in 3 days. So, you know, it's still quite affordable for even the larger suitcase.
And again, the only real catch is that you just have to think ahead a bit and ship your luggage a day or two before you actually fly out.
Yes, that's right. And so for some people, that seems like a, you know, a deal breaker. But from my point of view, you got to pack one way or the other. If you pack a few days earlier, the night before your flight, you're not up till midnight scrambling to put your stuff together. In fact, you already know your luggage is waiting for you at your hotel. Mm-hmm. So,
and if there were things like medication or whatever that you wanted to use up to the day you travel, you could just bring that with you in your carry-on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, most people ship a large bag and bring a small carry-on of, you know, essentials or whatever.
All right, Aaron. So finally, the website to learn more. And I'm assuming there's lots of information at that site about restrictions and just rules and all that. What's the website?
The website is lugless.com, lugless.com.
Okay. And that's where you would print out the baggage information as well.
Yep. Everything's right there online.
All right, Aaron. Thank you very much for your time. Sounds like a great idea. So I appreciate you sharing that with me and my audience.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, what do you think of this idea of lugless? Good idea or not? You can hit me up on Twitter, Mark_Saltzman. That's Mark with a C, _SALTZMAN. This show, Tech It Out, is powered by Asus, the title sponsor on the program, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. You can visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. We'll be back shortly with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus S GX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Welcome back to Tech It Out.
What if you can get pain relief and physical therapy and rehab with therapists and doctors with decades of experience, but without leaving your home? Well, a new online platform called Fixable may be able to help. Spelled P-H-Y-X-A-B-L-E, Fixable was designed to help you with pain and overcome minor injuries through video programs. And now joining us on the line to walk us through how it works is Dr. Jimmy Fang, co-founder and CEO of Fixable. Welcome to the show, Dr. Fang.
How are you, Mark?
I'm great, thank you. And congrats on the launch of this new app, which is a gateway to the platform, from what I understand. So let's just start right from the top. What is Fixable's mission statement?
Yeah, Fixable empowers people to start fixing their aches and pains at the comfort of their own home. And we're really pushing for people to start preventing injuries in the future as well. Our mission is actually to help 25 million people in the next 5 years to get out of pain.
All right, and let's chat about how it works. So as I hinted at in the introduction, Dr. Fang, it's a video platform that works through mobile devices. And can you talk to us about how this differs from a traditional visit to a clinic?
Absolutely. So I've been practicing for the past 10 years, and we've noticed that half the people walking through the doors, you're able to start fixing own aches and pains with rehabilitation exercises that can be done at home. These are exercises that are based in research. So we have a team of 14 practitioners that takes this really heavy research-based solutions, and we dumb it down to very simplistic, easy-to-follow videos and feedback tools within the app to not only engage with you and show you the right solution, but also give you feedback as to how well you're doing over time.
All right. So obviously the benefit to a clinic, and you've, as you said, you've run successful ones over the last decade or so. The benefit there is having a physician or a clinician right there with you that they can show you the, you know, and physically touch your pain points and work you through some rehab or some exercises. So in this case, though, because it's done remotely, this is a video instruction. Is it pre-recorded? Is it live? And can you get comparable results by doing it yourself?
Absolutely. So we found that the people, our initial test group that were using the solutions, were 45% of them were getting even better results than your typical clinic, because it notifies you to actually do your exercise and do your preventative on a daily basis. So you're actually always kind of progressing along the way. Hmm. In regards to the solution being the right solution for you, we're actually building AI into the solution. So it gives you the right solution at the right time, and it progresses you in the right levels.
And just to go back, so these are not live videos with a clinician. This is pre-recorded videos that you would follow through?
Correct. The exercises are pre-recorded videos, but we will have a concierge that kind of will address some of your pain points and what solutions are best for you as well.
And speaking of pain points, what are the areas of the body that you specialize in?
We're eventually going to have solutions to just about every injury and physical ailment, but we start with a basic thing like posture. Posture is something that's been in the news more recently with little gadgets, and as well as ergonomics. And then we work towards low back pain, which 8 out of 10 people suffer from. And usually they break down to 2 different types. So it's pretty easy to create protocols for. We'll have neck pain. We'll have for runners, IT band injuries, runner's knee, your basic solutions.
And I understand you can also help people who suffer from headaches as well.
Correct.
Talk to us about that, because that's less about physical therapy or physiotherapy and more about just pain management.
Absolutely. So headaches breaks down to a few different types of headaches. The one that we really focus on are cervicogenic in origin, meaning coming from the neck. And they're little suboccipital muscles or muscles right underneath the neck that causes these issues. And we can address those by using a simple tool as a foam roller and 3 different exercises, actually.
We're chatting with Dr. Jimmy Fang. He's the CEO and co-founder of Fixable. That's P-H-Y-X-A-B-L-E. Who would you say this app is for? Is it for maybe younger sort of millennials who are more comfortable with a virtual tool like this? Or is it for maybe on the flip side, older folks who may not be as easily able to go to a nearby clinic?
Yeah, we have 2 different models. Our main demographic is about 25 to 45-year-olds, and are people who probably are not very physically active, just have been in the workforce and just noticing that their bodies are starting to wear down. The other use case is actually at old age homes, where where the lead exercise practitioner actually takes our solutions, guided video solutions, and gives it to a group of older population.
Okay. And so what do you need to get going? Again, I know it's an app, and we'll talk about pricing in a moment, but does it work with both iPhone and Android devices?
Yeah, our current version is available on the Google Play as well as the App Store, and you can just download that right now. We have another version coming out at the end of March, actually, that's going to be really guided and smart. We're building some machine learning, so it gives you the better solutions.
When we return on Tech It Out, we'll continue our chat with Fixable, and I'm going to specifically ask about how these videos leverage artificial intelligence. You know, if it's a one-way video, how does it help you or personalize that therapy session with the patient? So I'm curious to know about that, and I've got some other questions in mind. And you can hit me up on social media to tell me what you think about Fixable, or if you use Fixable and you like it. Again, it's spelled P-H-Y-X-A-B-L-E. I'm on Twitter at @Mark_Saltzman. That's Mark with a C underscore or underline S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. You can join the conversation. You could use the hashtag Tech It Out if you like. And let me know what you think of this service, this 21st century alternative to physiotherapy. So love to hear from you. But when we return, we will continue our chat with Fixable as we wrap up our final segment for this week's show. Coming up in a few moments, you're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 AM and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We're chatting with Dr. Jimmy Fang, co-founder and CEO of Fixable, that's spelled P-H-Y-X-A-B-L-E. We're learning about a way to get pain relief, physiotherapy, and rehab with therapists and doctors through your phone instead of going to see someone in person. Now, before the break, Dr. Fang, you mentioned how these videos will apply AI or artificial intelligence. Can you give us an example on how AI or machine learning would affect the videos if it's pre-recorded, and, you know, how do you get that feedback loop in there?
Right. So it asks you questions along the way as to how well you're getting over time, as well as it'll ask you the right orthopedic questions. So it points you to the right solutions and also it caters and learns from the platform and learns from the signs and symptoms from patients. And over time, we can actually create better solutions that and better research for actually in-house, in-clinic use as well, which exercise really works.
I was just going to say, yeah, I'm sure you can benefit from the data on that. Is there or will there be a web version for those who prefer to do this in front of a computer?
Yes, they'll be with the March launch.
Okay, there we go. And then finally, how much does Fixable cost?
As cheap as $5 a month on a subscription basis, and we're actually lobbying to get our solutions covered by your work benefits.
Oh, and what's the process like for that? Do you have to? It sounds challenging, but you have to.
Yeah,
apply.
We're currently in talks, in late talks with two insurance companies right now. So our main thing is to get that adopted as just the ability for you to submit your form when you pay for Fixable to get that covered. And eventually we want to be a preferred provider because ultimately our solution is significantly cheaper. It's actually up to 95% cheaper than your traditional in-clinic cost, which, you know, you still need clinic care. I believe there's still hands-on stuff and acupuncture and things that you can definitely use hands-on care. We're not the end-all be-all solution for every solution, but it's a great starting point. And we also refer back to the clinics when it's something that we can't cover.
Okay, so for some, it depending on what they're suffering from, it may be just enough and what they can afford as well. For the sounds like the price of a cup of coffee per month.
Absolutely.
For others, it would augment what they can do in person, such as acupuncture and other hands-on therapies that could better help that condition. So that makes sense, and it isn't a one-size-fits-all scenario. I respect that. All right, so the website to learn more is fixable.com, right? Phyxable, or you can just go to the App Store or Google Play and download the app to get going.
Correct.
All right, Dr. Jimmy Fang, thank you. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck with Fixable.
Thank you, Mark.
For the remaining moments on this week's Tech It Out, I thought I'd dip into the old mailbag and answer some questions from you, our valued listeners. One is asking about videos on their smartphone. I have too many of them, so much that I've run out of storage. I've moved these videos to my computer, but do you know of any free software I can use to create a DVD to show my family? So you've successfully accomplished the first step, which is to transfer the videos from your smartphone to a computer. That's great. The next step is to create a slideshow that you can either upload to social media or burn to a disc, as you talked about, playing it, back in a DVD player or a Blu-ray player or a game console. So you've got those two choices. One is to keep it digital. Another one is to copy those files onto a piece of plastic to play elsewhere. While it's not part of Windows any longer, you can still download Windows Movie Maker if you're familiar with that program. You could just Google Windows Essentials to find and download that. And it is easy to drag and drop the photos and videos into the desired order. You can add transition sequences and special effects, add music and captions, and even narration if you like. There are other highly rated and free movie making programs as well. And of course, for Mac, Apple's own iMovie may already be pre-installed on your computer, and that's a great pick right there. Next up, make sure that you have an internal or external DVD burner to create that disc, or copy the video to a USB thumbstick, a thumb drive, and plug it into many new TVs, or upload it right to YouTube or Facebook or Instagram if you like. And then finally, be sure that you back up those irreplaceable photos and home videos. Maybe you're going on spring break, like we talked about this hour, and you don't want to lose those movies, so upload them to a free cloud provider like Microsoft's OneDrive, there's Dropbox, iCloud, or Google Drive, to name a few. And also, hedge your bets. Also do offline storage, like a hard drive from Western Digital or a flash drive from SanDisk, for example. You could send me your tech questions, too, at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's TECH@MARCSALTZMAN. Or you can hit me up on social media. Thank you to my sponsor. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio to check out all of their cool products. Again, that's asus.com/us/radio. And yes, the company is pronounced ASUS. I know that for years I called it ASUS, and many other people do it as well, but they've clarified with me that it's ASUS. All right. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Wishing you a fantastic week ahead, and I look forward to chatting with you next weekend on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. President Trump boasted of his 2016 presidential win, looked forward to a bigger win in 2020, denied and derided the Mueller investigation, and said the Democratic congressional class has a bunch of what he calls new and extreme ideas.
But perhaps nothing is more extreme than the Democrats' plan to completely take over American energy and completely destroy America's economy through their new $100 trillion Green New Deal.
At the Conservative Political Action Conference this afternoon, the president said he thinks Democrats should continue to push that idea.
I want them to embrace this plan. I want them to go and sell this plan. I just want to be the Republican that runs against them. Could that be?
It was coming out day for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who kicked off his presidential campaign for the Democratic nomination. Speaking in his birthplace of Brooklyn, New York, the 2016 presidential contender said his working-class roots separate him from President Trump, who also grew up in New York City.
I did not come from a family that gave me a $200,000 allowance every year beginning at the age of three. As I recall, my allowance was 25 cents a week.
Sanders pledged to fight for economic, social, and environmental justice. America's newest capsule for astronauts rocketed today toward the International Space Station on a high-stakes test flight by SpaceX. The only passenger was a life-size test dummy, but plans are to put people on board later this year. The Crew Dragon should reach the space station early tomorrow morning, just 27 hours after liftoff. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Canada said yesterday it will allow the U.S. extradition case against Chinese Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou to proceed. Correspondent Rob Gillies reports the Chinese executive is not facing any charges in Canada, but is being held at the request of the United States.
Huawei is seen as an extension of the Chinese government, and they're charged in the U.S. with these crimes. I mean, Canada's kind of caught in between the U.S. and China here, but she's facing legitimate fraud charges. And Canada is a rule of law country. As per its extradition treaty with the United States, is embarking on this process on whether or not to extradite her.
Canada arrested the daughter of Huawei's founder at the request of the U.S. December 1st at Vancouver's airport. She's wanted on fraud charges that she misled banks about the company's business dealings in Iran. Meng is due in court March 6th, at which time a date for her extradition hearing will be set. This is townhall.com. A Pennsylvania councilman wearing a ski mask stole more than $16,000 in prescription opioids from a drugstore.
Berks County District Attorney's Office says Kirk Mullen was arrested Friday and charged with robbery, theft, possession, intent to distribute, and more. The 34-year-old is a member of the West Reading Borough Council, who has been in office since last year. Police say Mullen robbed the West Reading drugstore on February 19th. They said he was not found to have a weapon. He's accused of stealing nearly $16,400 worth of pain medication. Patrick Foss reporting.
Subaru recalling 1.3 million vehicles in the U.S. because the brake lights may not illume properly. The recall covers certain year Foresters, Imprezas, and Crosstrek vehicles. Automaker says it has only 33 reports, though, of any problems in the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Welcome, everyone, to Pop Tech Radio. This is part of our continuing coverage of the NAMM show. This is the Music and Technology Trade Show here at the Anaheim Convention Center. It's NAMM 2019. I am joined by my good friend Mike Castanon for our continuing coverage. Mike, we are rocking it. That was a little Jimi Hendrix you heard coming in.
Love it. Love it.
With a Fender Stratocaster guitar through a Marshall amplifier. How does it get better than that? That is the key to rock and roll right there.
That's right. What a great morning it's been broadcasting here and, you know, to hear from David, of course, and Del Breckenfeld, as always, right? We've talked to him I don't know how many times.
That's right. They are coming up on the show. Always fun. Our new friend David is from Harman International to talk about a lot of stuff, and we're just going to reminisce about Woodstock. And, you know, the rock and roll business isn't that old. It's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, but Woodstock was really the first big festival concert where they really needed special amplification, and the book hadn't been written. That was the first really big show where they had to make noise for 100... How many people were Woodstock? 100,000 people? More than that? Something like that.
I thought more than that.
More than that. So maybe 200,000 people. So we're going to talk a little bit about Woodstock and the technology that involved there. And then we're going to have a visit from our old friend Del Breckenfeld, who was heavily involved in Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen movie that has been... I won a Golden Globe. It's a super, super popular... You've seen the movie. I have not seen the movie yet.
I have not seen it.
Oh, you've not seen it. Okay, neither of us have seen it. My entire family has seen it. And Del worked with the instruments, the period correct instruments that Queen used in the day. And so we're going to hear a little bit about that movie and working on that stuff. And it's just so fun to be here. You know, we've been talking. This is our third episode of the show. And it's fun to see old friends. And it's fun to hear about the new technology. And it's... it's such a great time to be a music creator, a music maker, because everything is so relatively cheap. The tools are super powerful. You know, when you buy a Mac computer now, it comes with GarageBand for free, which is a super powerful digital audio workstation. I was wandering the show floor yesterday and saw a new line of digital pianos from Casio that sounded fantastic. They were super portable, 88 keys, weighted action like on a grand piano. They have two models. The first model is $599, and the top of the line is $699.
Unthinkable.
It is unthinkable when you have a quality digital piano to have those beautiful grand piano sounds. They have built-in speakers on them. And $700? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
What did you pay back in 1982 when we were playing at San Diego State?
Oh, my goodness. I paid, you know, $1,000 for used gear at the time, you know, and that was a lot of money in $1980 or $1982. And so when you think about the value of, and you remember even guitars back in our day were $700 or $800, and
yes,
now you can get a really good guitar for like $400.
I think I had to rent an amp, if I remember correctly.
Yes, you did.
I had to rent
an amp.
Have,
we were starving students. Yeah, and amplifiers now are relatively inexpensive and they sound fantastic, and now we have modeling technology which allows you to imitate some of the classic guitar amplifiers in essentially a software and hardware combination. Again, for relatively inexpensive, low amounts of money, and, you know, we just didn't know. That's just the way it was in those days. And here we are today with all of these tools, and they're all being shown here at the NAMM show. 100,000 people, a little bit more than 100,000 people, are here today for the show. So it's pretty remarkable that it's a relatively small business, but it as I like to say, it fights well above its weight, because the influence of music and music creation goes well beyond this world. Hence, of course, the popularity of that Queen movie of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, Del broke that with us last year.
Yes, he did. He
mentioned
he was working on that.
Kind of low key about it. It was a new project that was going to release, and now look what's happened, right? And
they didn't. I don't think anybody anticipated how popular that movie would be, and it's. I don't remember what the box office is now, but boy, it's sold. I mean, it's so many tickets. I don't think it's not even out yet on home video or streaming or anything like that. So it's still being shown in theaters, and what a success that is. And Queen were such an influential band of the day, but their instruments were super iconic. You know, if you remember, I may mention this probably later when Del is here, but Brian May, the guitar player in Queen, he made his own guitar with his dad. The design he created and the guitar he used for most of the Queen hits was that guitar.
And created just an amazing, distinctive sound.
Yes,
with that guitar
with a Vox AC30 amplifier was the sound of Queen guitar. And wonderful stuff. So we'll get in deep with that with Del, and we've got a lot more stuff to talk about. So we're happy you are joining Mike and myself today from the NAMM show. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more cool products and information and stories about the creation of music. Here we are at the Music and Tech Show, the NAMM Show 2019, Pop Tech Radio, across the street from Disneyland here at the Anaheim Convention Center. So stay with us, because we are coming right back.
How I wish you were here. We're just
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Welcome back. We are at NAMM. It's PopTech Radio 2019. Mike Etchart, Mike Castanon, talking tech.
Yes.
Our good friend, another, like I say, where he lives, but he lives close to where we grew up. He is David Globke. He is the Director of Communications for Harman Professional.
That is correct.
I wrote it down, but I can't read my own handwriting.
Why don't you look at my badge and I realize...
There you go. Yeah, it's flipping the right way. They're flipping around.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
There's been a lot of these cords this year.
Just, that's right.
They lend themselves to the flip. And
that's exactly right. Mine has been flipped around all day. So we just heard Heroes by David Bowie, one of my all-time favorite songs.
That's funny because at dinner last night, we got into a long David Bowie conversation. Yeah, and then like... Because one of the jams on YouTube that I always kind of go to is he does a live performance of Heroes. Absolutely remarkable.
Yeah. And I saw his last tour, actually.
Oh, you did?
I saw him in Santa Barbara at the Santa Barbara County Bowl.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was stunning. So we are talking Harman International, huge company, venerable brands. I don't use that word very often, but it's all true.
Mm-hmm.
Venerable brands, including JBL.
That's correct.
Harman Kardon.
Mm-hmm.
Eventide? No. Yeah, yeah.
We got a lot of brands. We got a lot of brands. Listen, even on the professional solution side.
Yeah.
So we have JBL, AMX,
okay,
for controllers, AKG,
sure.
DBX, BSS for signal processing, Soundcraft, Studer.
Oh, Soundcraft, of course. Yeah, and Studer.
Yeah.
You got it all. Tons of great consoles, great stuff, and now owned by Samsung.
Yeah, yeah. That we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary of having been acquired by Samsung.
And you are headquartered in Southern California, in the San Fernando Valley. I've been to your facility and seen your experience. What's it called? The experience?
Yeah.
You have all the products set up with stage lighting and professional PA systems and the consoles. You've got a roving truck that has your recording consoles that go around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a serious company, and of course, when Mike and I are no kids, when we started playing, and you wanted speakers, if you could afford them, JBL. The JBL stuff stands for James B. Lansing, a pioneer in the audio world. He's been gone for many, many years, and of course, he started with Altec Lansing before he started his own company.
And you know where he was before that?
No.
Yeah, he hailed from Salt Lake City, Utah.
I did not know
that. Yeah, in the mid-20s, and him, you know, he was a radio engineer, and he was building little components for radio speakers.
Really?
Really?
So he relocated his family to Southern California because that was the epicenter for radio manufacturing.
Well, soon before television, yeah. For radio stuff.
Absolutely.
So what year was this?
So this is mid-20s.
Wow.
And then, so this year is the 91st anniversary of Jazz Singer. The first talkie.
That's right.
Right. So him and his family on South McKinley in South L.A. Mm-hmm. Him and his family in the evening, they would be putting together speaker parts and then take it to the factory for the General Assembly. You know, later in during the afternoon.
No kidding.
And so what happened was that MGM Studios was so unhappy with the sound reinforcement for talking movies that they decided that they were going to try to, you know, put together a two-way speaker that's actually going to, you know, beat the technology that was out there at the time. And so what happened was the head of MGM Sound put together a group of engineers, and born was that Shure Lansinghorn, which was
the high-end side of the speaker.
Yeah, that's what kicked it all off. And then Western Electric got broken up by antitrust, and so they had to spin off the motion picture industry, or Western Electric had to spin off the sound technology, and born was Altec Lansing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then how did Altec Lansing, why did James B. Lansing split from that? Or did he? He did split.
Yeah, he eventually split from that organization. I don't know the ins and outs of the business dealings with Mr. Lansing, but
I'm sure they were.
But what spun out of it was, he founded the company, the JBL as we know it, in 1946, and then Sidney Harman acquired JBL in 1969.
Okay, wow.
So after probably during the time when JBL did all the sound reinforcement for Woodstock. So that's another anniversary we're coming up on.
That's right. This is the 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary of Woodstock. So Crown amplifiers were pumping sound into JBL speakers and apparently there had to be a lot of development, because at the time, I mean, there weren't big, you know, festivals like that. I mean,
yes, that was the first.
Yeah, so JBL had to figure out how to actually provide that sound. So we take some pride in feeling like, you know, everybody at the Woodstock got hurt.
Absolutely. That's great stories. All right, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We are talking to David Glaubke from Harman International and their professional division. A lot of cool stuff hearing about the history of that. And we got more when we come back. It's Pop Tech Radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
are back. It's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart with Mike Castanon at the NAMM Show 2019. We've got our friend David Globke. He is the Director of Corporate Communications for Harman, a huge company. We're talking about Woodstock and all the wonderful products that are under the Harman International umbrella, owned by Samsung now. Crown amplifiers, and that was a Woodstock basically 50 years ago. They had to start inventing what would eventually be festival sound.
Yeah.
And that was the first one, and it was way different then than it is now.
Sure is. And even in 2000, we iterated with the Vertec line, which is actually getting inducted to the Tech Hall of Fame here at NAMM this year.
Wow.
Yeah. We evolved from the Vertec line of the sound array, and then we've got a new version of the VTX, the AA series, which is the RA12 sound reinforcer. That's a brand new product for us, but we're iterating.
Yes.
We've come a long way since what we were doing in Woodstock 50 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I got to say, as a consumer of cool stuff, to my mind, JBL, boy, it's probably been 15 years ago, the first kind of consumer-level PA systems that were powered. JBL had the Eon series that were fantastic. I still have a pair of Eon-powered speakers that are just, you cannot kill them.
No.
They are fantastic sounding speakers. They're stout. And that was the first, what we now know as active speakers, powered speakers, have the amplifier built in.
Yeah.
And they really got that whole ball rolling. They were the first company that did that. And the upsell on a Fender amplifier was if you got it with JBL speakers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, even during the R&D phase, we have a facility, a power test room. So you talk about reliability and durability. So we do a four-day power test. So we absolutely just kill our speakers in these chambers, really put them to the maximum, and we figure out how much can you put into those speakers before they fail, and then keep going. There is no performance, there is nothing that you can do that can duplicate what we have already done to them.
Right.
And then when they roll off the manufacturing plant, we take them into a similar chamber and make sure that the what's rolling through is meeting the specifications from the engineers back in Northridge.
It's rigorous.
Oh, it's very
rigorous. And I've been on a tour, actually, of that facility, and where they were held with the testing of the speakers, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, we've got a UV chamber.
Yeah.
We have ovens that we bake the parts. Shake plates in case your gear's on a tour.
Yeah.
If it's in the back of a semi-truck tour and that loses its suspension and it's shaken for 2,000 miles, your tour's going across country, that actually when you open the door, these things are still working.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, and Mike and I talked about this in an earlier segment. How things are designed now is so dramatically different from the old days. And, of course, so much with computer tools, you know, SolidWorks and all these programs that you design stuff in. In the old days, you basically would build a cabinet and see how it sounded.
Yeah.
If you didn't like it, you'd build another one, you know, and now the manufacturing efficiencies are so much improved over even a generation.
Yeah, and a great example of that would be, you know, we have a 3D printer. So we do rapid prototyping. You know, in the old days, the engineers would draw it up on paper and have to send it out to get a prototype of a basket or something like that. And we throw it on the printer. Within anywhere from 12 to 48 hours, we've got a prototype, and we're ready to do, you know, testing within that. So the idea is really to truncate that time on that R&D so we can be more nimble and get our products to market faster.
Well, and as Mike and I have been talking about, when you look at how relatively inexpensive stuff is now, no matter what it is, what you get now for your money is so dramatically changed and improved over the last generation of products.
Yeah.
It's unreal. You know, so the quality has gone up. The size has gone down, the efficiency has gone up, the price has come down. It's pretty stunning to be a consumer.
Well, simplicity is a big message that we're leading with here at NAMM, and really taking these brands that we have, these world-class brands, and bring them into a solution, and then finding new markets for it and make it simpler for people to use. So an example of that would be a band doesn't want to go to a gig, and they don't want to have to be in front of house engineers for an hour and a half trying to get the mix right before they perform. They want to get there and be able to have a great mix. So we've got solutions for that. The JBL One series that we've just unveiled, I mean, that's in a situation where we're taking the legacy of the studio monitors all the way from the big, you know, $20,000 M2s and then the 7 series and the 3 series.
Yeah.
The barrier to entry for content creators, podcasters, musicians.
There is no barrier to entry.
No, there isn't. Because within a couple hours, you can cut, mix, and actually publish and distribute.
Yes.
And it's that fast. And so how do you create solutions and product that support that? Yesterday I was walking outside, I was near one of the Airstreams out there, and there's a young woman, a singer-songwriter, and she's introducing her new song, and she goes, okay, this is a new song, it's going to be on my next album that's coming out in 6 years. Like, it was such a moment of honesty. So I was walking, I'm like, I wonder what her barriers were. You know, it could be that she's, you know, she hasn't come up with the songs, or yeah, maybe she's got technological issues and she thinks that she needs to go into a studio, pay thousands and thousands of dollars for studio time to mix her album. And I kept thinking, it's like, no, it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
You can have it next week.
And that is, again, the paradigm shift for content creators, mm-hmm, how the tools are here, the availability of uploading to some retailer or whatever to get it out to your audience is dramatically different from a generation ago.
Well, it's interesting because one of the things we're doing on our booth is we're bringing in, you know, DJs and producers and young people who are doing this very thing and who are finding massive, massive audiences on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you've got that group of people here at the show, but then you've got a lot of the old timers. They're like, you know, I used to do it old school, right? I used to have to try to find a record contract, and that's how I get my stuff. But then you see the young people, and they're like, I see what they're doing, and I'm almost too embarrassed to ask how to do it, because I feel like I need to be over there.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that we're trying to do in Pro, is like, you know, no, everybody can do this, and actually we're making systems that are simpler to use, where you just go, man. Like, there's presets in there. You just go.
That's awesome. So if folks want to find out more about the Harman family of professional products, mm-hmm, what's the website?
Pro.harman.com.
Pro.harman.com.
Yeah.
So Harman is spelled H-A-R-M-A-N.
That is correct.
Yes. That's awesome. Well, David, it's been so nice to have you on the show. Can we do this again next year?
Oh, absolutely. We'll do it anytime you want.
On that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. We are coming back from NAMM PopTech Radio.
An orange stray cat sitting on.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
It's going to be that big. When we looked at the numbers on the movie, because every musician in the world has seen it like 10 times.
Totally.
Because everyone I talk to at NAMM, they're like, oh my God, Bohemian Rhapsody, you've seen it. And I'm like, well, I'd like to say that my company did all the main instruments. We were
yes.
the only one, but the hero instruments, the guitars and basses, were all custom made. We were so proud on the Red Special.
That's Brian's
guitar that we actually had Burns pickups. The company Burns made the electronics. So
oh,
even
wow.
though Guild had made the guitars
yeah.
for a while, Brian always used Burns. So we contacted Barry Gibson, who owns Burns Guitars, got the pickups,
wow.
The Music Man bass, the closing, the Fender bass. That's all custom made. So.
Wow.
So
well,
really,
and,
really
and that's
happy.
What Queen used in the day. And, of course, Brian May's guitar, which he famously built with his dad. So that
yeah.
was not a production instrument. That was a custom-made instrument by him.
He called it the fireplace because him and his dad built it from the wood from
the wood
fireplace.
From a fireplace.
Pretty amazing. One of the songs in there, Radio Gaga. What's interesting is my wife is film commissioner, my wife Bettina, for Riverside County. And we
here
were at she
California.
Permitted Stars Born. So,
oh,
that, so we were competing, like, who's got the bigger movie this year, you know, because
yeah.
Money-wise, she has the bigger movie. And by the way, we were there for the recordings at Coachella and all that, so she permitted.
Yeah.
And that was live, of course, as you know, Lady Gaga
yeah.
singing live. And we were pretty amazed. And we're in there, like, 100 times because we're the computer-generated, you know, we're just standing there, and all of a sudden there's, like, you
there's
can't
five
really
of
see
you
it,
or 10 or you.
See a little
yeah.
tuft of gray hair, blonde, sticking up, that's me. But Lady Gaga got her name from Radio Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that an amazing story?
Yes,
so
right.
the two biggest music movies of all time. And, you know, I had worked on Walk the Line and Jersey Boys, Love and Mercy. I'd go on and on. That Thing You Do, that's how I started. I've told that story. Get On Up, whatever. All these stories. But this movie is going to green light a lot of movies.
More
you're going to see because
related
Fox
movies.
Already is like, okay, that's... And, you know, and Bohemian Rhapsody is the number one... well, the album was number one on Hollywood Records because we worked
yes.
on a promotion. Brian signed a guitar. It was
wow.
actually a terrible thing, very cool. And Vox is, I'm sure, celebrating the AC-30s.
That's
like,
right.
You know, I
Brian May used Vox
year,
AC-30s.
You know?
That's right. A very
that's
famous
right.
guitar
but,
amplifier.
But all the details. I was at a party and Taylor Hawkins was there from the Foo Fighters. And
yeah.
I'd never met him. I'd worked with them, but never him. And he goes, yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody was really great, except the Ludwig drum kit, there were a couple things that weren't right. And I'm like, well, bless you. There's always somebody that, like, it probably a wing nut, you know.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, it was really close, but, you know,
oh,
but
gosh.
For the guitars and for, yes, we couldn't have been more pleased. Brian May even did an interview on how authentic everything was. And, of course, Rami Malek, amazing performance. We were ecstatic. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, what a fun movie to be associated with. And,
yeah,
and
I saw Queen. I did too.
I was, like, yeah, I saw him in the day. Yeah.
And wasn't it amazing, too?
Well,
so.
Yeah. And to have seen Queen in the day was, it's almost inexplicable. You know, we both worked in the music business for a
yes.
long time. We've been to
yeah.
a lot of concerts, all three of us.
Yes.
And when I sit back and say, you know, amongst the top five shows I've ever seen, one was Queen live.
They're up there. Certainly Hendrix for me, of course.
Well, I missed Hendrix.
That had to
yeah.
be, that was one of my
you
first
You were two,
concerts.
But you
saw
no,
yeah. I'm getting up there in years, but I'm very proud that I'm still doing something, you know,
sure.
still active. And Queen, when I saw them, I had never seen a band like that. Bohemian Rhapsody had just come out. And they had the video that they couldn't reproduce the
yeah.
vocals. But in the movie, I loved when, you know, Roger Taylor, they're making him sing higher and higher. And I'm like, when you listen to those vocals, now you go back, I hear that song so differently. And Wayne's World had a big, you
yeah,
know, Brian will say, Wayne's World had a big part of the resurgence of Queen.
The very famous scene in the movie where they're all in the car singing all the parts of Bohemian Rhapsody.
And that's why we did Paul Rogers tour this summer, my company Amplify Entertainment
mm-hmm.
Marketing.
Yep.
We did guitars, about 60 guitars for promotional guitars with their logo for Paul Rogers. And it was Bad
Singer
Company
from Bad
and all
Company.
The...
Yeah.
And, well, he's singing as great as ever.
Yeah,
but his manager told us the story of after Wayne's World that they called Paul because they needed a singer, and they said there's so much demand. By the way, Bohemian Rhapsody is now the most downloaded song in history, as far
wow.
as I understand. So think about that. that with all the hip-hop and Beyonce and all these wonderful Lady Gaga, great artists, that you go back to these guys, you know, and of course they're touring this summer, so.
Well, and when you listen to that song, you know, that song might not have ever gotten released now, you know, because it was so outside of the box at the time, but that was a time when there was just more freedom in terms of what you could release.
And you had Led Zeppelin not really caring if they got AM radio, you know, they were like a FM band at that time. And I think it was a glorious area in music. I think people I talk to that collect vinyl that are my son's generation, he's 25, they're not nostalgic. I mean, they're going back to Pink Floyd. Beatles are still the number one every year. They had Abbey Road this year. You got Woodstock coming with Hendrix, so Experience Hendrix Tour is going out, so we're working on sponsorships with that. So it's an exciting year for me as well, because 69, I do remember it. So 50 years later, it's like
hard to believe,
you know.
Hard to believe.
But I agree with you, and I'm just so pleased that they did such a great job on the movie. And, you know, Rami, he's up for Academy Award. The movie already won the Golden Globe.
Yeah,
so Rami, they won in Palm Springs.
And Best Picture, isn't it? Also,
Yeah.
Well, and it shows, again, this industry is not that big, but it fights in a weight class far above its size because of the... And you've written a book called The Cool Factor. And, you know, you talk about how important music is to people's lives and the creation of music and guitars and the whole mystique. And here we are in Southern California, car culture, music culture. It just coalesces and you have
that's
a movie
exactly.
like
Well,
Bohemian
that's what
Rhapsody.
The Cool Factor was supposed to be, the stamp of approval from Jimi Hendrix playing the Strat that was going to be discontinued. And I did get that story from George Fullerton, who, you know,
big head
I was
Fender musical
blessed to meet him and talk to him about it. Oh, yeah, they didn't discontinue, but they're getting close. And all of a sudden, here's Hendrix burning and smashing a guitar. By the way, in the background, I love the fact that there's accordions.
Totally.
My mom's dream was me to be like Mylon LaFleur. Remember the guy in Lawrence
Welk
show?
Welk's band.
And
that's
I was
right.
so bad on it. And I just, her dreams, you know, except Lady of Spain, I think I could play. But I, you know, rock and roll was there and stuff. And so finally she bought me a guitar for $5. Like,
oh,
hey, guitar.
There you go.
And it was like, oh. And if I could have Pete Townsend, you know, the accordion, which I love accordion for all your accordion players. I don't know how many are out there.
Oh, well.
But it's so great listening to them.
They're
getting, people are loving it.
Absolutely. Well, hang on to that thought because we're coming right back. We're talking to Del Breckenfeld. He is our NAMM animal. Great guest we've had on many, many years. And Mike Castadon and myself, we're coming back from NAMM 2019. Stay right where we are.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Ford's large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia, give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
For all of my listeners who care deeply about our military men and women, I want to tell you about one of my favorite charities, the Purple Heart Foundation. I hold them very close to my heart because they understand the challenges that our veterans face when returning home from serving. Last year alone, the Purple Heart Foundation helped over 19,000 veterans get $200 million in benefits. With your continued support, the Purple Heart Foundation can keep providing educational scholarships, the National Service Officer Program, funding for PTSD research, and much much more. This is why I choose the Purple Heart Foundation. We owe it to our heroes to lend a helping hand. The easiest and fastest way to help is by donating to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Join me in supporting our vets and their families in this daily battle. Together, we can honor their sacrifice. Just visit purpleheartfoundation.org/donate. That's purpleheartfoundation.org/donate. I believe in the Purple Heart Foundation, and you can too. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org/donate and tell them that Dana sent you.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
All right, that band you are listening to is Gambler, the Capitol Records artist. When did the record come out, Del? What year was that?
1979, 1980, and 81. We have
all right.
Two albums.
Yeah,
so
two albums on Capitol. That's right. So, Del, the Mam Animal, has been, well, you worked in the music products industry. You're working now in the movie side of things. You were a recording artist yourself. Last year, you told us about a Gambler reunion
based
out of Chicago.
We were so nervous. We announced it on your show, actually.
You did? That's right.
I just found out, and it was perfect timing to say it. So
perfect. And the show went well?
It sold out. We were as surprised as anyone else, and we raised money, thousands of dollars, for music education scholarship program in Chicago through my daughter, Holly, and her husband, Andy. They managed the largest school of rock in the world. So,
nice.
But they want to do, school of rock's expensive for kids, so they have a scholarship program for talented kids, and so my band, everybody donated their time and energies, and it was hard on my voice because we were kind of like, we used to tour at Styx, so we had those big
vocals
and everything.
Yeah.
And one day my wife comes home from work and I'm practicing bass, and she goes, that's boring, just listening to bass player. She goes, I don't mind that, but you're looking at your reflection in the TV, and I go, I wasn't. She goes, yes, you were. I go, well, I had to look good too, you know what I mean? But anyway, so we're looking at May 25th at a club called Wire right outside of Chicago in Berlin.
Nice.
So
right.
Maybe when people hear this, if they go to that website, but our fans will come out. Some of our fans are like, I don't drive anymore. And
Oh my God, that is bad.
Yeah, I don't drive anymore.
That's bad. Well, that's very
exciting. There is Uber,
Now, we also wanted to mention, you're working with another product this year, a new product, right?
Yeah, we have a couple new products. Roland is one of our clients, and there's a lot of, because of Bohemian Rhapsody and the film side, we work with all the companies, because what we call product placement, but it's just product integration, as it were. But Roland has been developing some great products. One of them is called a tone capsule, and what it is it reconfigures your amp. It looks like a tube. I've never seen anything like this. It looks like a vacuum tube, and it's USB, but it reconfigures your amp to the exact settings of an artist. So we are working with some artists right now, people like a lot of the old Fender artists and stuff, Eric Johnson, who the stories about Eric Johnson are true. I mean,
He is known as an incredibly meticulous person when it comes to his equipment.
As a joke, we moved the cords on the back of his amp and didn't tell him. He's at soundcheck and he goes, wait a minute, what's up? And he goes by behind the amp and starts replugging cords. He has a chair on tour with him that's the only chair his amp sounds right when it sits on it. And he's not making this stuff up.
Yeah,
he's a wonderful gentleman. But he's doing it. Robin Ford, which was one of our artists.
Neighbor
did a lot of
mine,
stuff
with
Catalina.
Yeah.
Another great artist.
Yes.
I saw Skunk Baxter, a longtime friend that I worked with the Skunk Caster back at Fender. So this tone capsule is just an amazing. It's not a toy. It's not a cheap item. I don't know. Retails over $200, but it's absolutely amazing.
But that's dirt cheap, by the way. For that.
And so remember Line 6, another company
we
love and work with, but they do the modeling
amp
and stuff.
Modeling,
Fender does that with the Mustang. But this thing is so amazing. So imagine the artist from history as well. That as long as you have the original specs from the producer or the artist, if they passed away, it's going to be the producer engineer, and they can dial that right in. So it's a major
technology.
technology jump. And I know you guys love the technology.
Oh, of course.
Pretty old school. I was a bass player. I had an SVT. You know, I put a Fender amp in SVT, and I never touched it the rest of the night. You know, I had one pedal that I could do phasing at
whatever
it was.
Right.
It was Tom Schultz from Boston.
Oh, from
I had that pedal. I had the bass one in my solo. In fact, I'm walking the streets. The solo is.
Oh, there you go.
But that's my only
which you're going to hear. Wow.
I was the cord into the amp, the amp into the wall.
Well, and you know, Mike and I started this conversation. The old Ampeg SVT amp, made one of the most iconic bass amplifiers, and the joke was SVT stood for severe vertebra trauma because they were so heavy, enormous. And, you know, here we are surrounded by all this wonderful gear, and nobody's humping gear like that anymore.
No,
because
no,
you don't need to.
I had 16-10s and an 18-inch bass reflex cabinet, and it would move across the stage, you know,
yeah,
when we were playing. But those were the days. But my hearing is gone because of that.
Yeah.
So I'm also going to admit to being next to the drummer and having
sure
monitors. I mean, we toured with Foreigner. We toured with Dire Straits. REO Speedwagon took us on the biggest shows.
All these great Midwest bands.
Played for 25,000 people two nights in a row with REO. Cheap Trick was just coming out. Elvis Costello, I mean, but you had monitors. There were no in-ears. So when you had all the vocals,
loud,
you know, you're telling the guy, I can't hear myself. Turn it up and up and up. So anyway.
Well, you're lucky you have any hearing.
I know. I say that. I tell my wife when I don't hear and understand, I said, I have proof that it's not you.
I was
it's
in rock
hearing
and roll bands in the 80s, for crying out loud.
But anyway, but
well,
it's exciting, and I think there's going to be great things this year for us. A lot of things that we planted the seeds last year, you know, and I'm not boasting about the things that we do, but I'm blessed to still be in
well,
the industry.
Congrats on Bohemian Rhapsody. Boy, that was a great feather in your cap. So folks want to find out more about your company, what's the website?
Yes, well, there's a company called Music Depot LA, and that's placement. We keep that separate, but that's under the agency Amplify Entertainment Marketing, which is AmplifyEM.com.
Okay.
And my partner, Bob Lundblad, he's been a long time, worked with my wife on concert promotion. We've been together 3 years, and he's just brilliant. I'll never be that business guy, but the combination of the two of us, you know, and he's very creative as well. That's what you see. We go to the website, you see we do a lot of charity stuff as well.
Awesome.
So you see a lot of good things. Working with Van Morrison on a charity, just simple things, signing guitars, donating stuff from artists.
The power of music.
You'll see all that on the website.
All right, and don't forget, Dell also has a book, The Cool Factor, available on Amazon. It's been
Amazon,
out for a long time.
It's been out a long time. I got to get a new one. My publisher's like, he always says, he goes, I want an Oprah book club. And I'm like, Oprah's book club's still around, you know. But he thinks I can write something. I mean, marketing is great, but he thinks there's much more to talk about.
Well, we're going to have
now,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have much more to talk about. And don't forget to check out that, if you're in the Chicago area, Gambler Reunion in March.
Yeah, Mike, love you guys. Thank you always
Thanks, Del.
The forum.
Good having you here. All right. With that, we're going to retire, Mike. It's time. It's the end of another show.
Oh, my goodness. What a fantastic year this was, right?
It was.
It's so great to hear from Del.
Absolutely.
And the prognosis that we're going to see future products and movies like Bohemian Rhapsody and A Star is Born, things like that coming forward.
Awesome. All right, folks. Stay with us because we are coming right back.
On Twitter and Facebook at Pop Tech Radio.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back, everybody. This, of course, if you don't know this song, Where Have You Been? AC/DC, Back in Black. It's almost 40 years ago this song was recorded, back in 1980. One of the biggest selling albums of all time, and of course it has the Young Brothers, Angus, and now the late Malcolm Young playing guitar on that. And for that track, produced by Mutt Lang, by the way, Angus Young was using a Gibson SG guitar, an early 60s SG, that's the model name, through a Marshall Stack amplifier. That is the crunchy sound of goodness in the land of guitars, and that's kind of the sound that everybody, if you're a guitar player, you aspire to that sound. It is just, it's such a great sound, and I bring that up, of course, because here on my last segment at NAMM, just kind of talking about some of the highlights that I saw, but one of the kind of the feel-good stories is that of Gibson Guitars, the maker of Angus's Gibson SG, early 60s version. In guitar land, if you're a fan of guitars, you might know that the big three, the three sisters, the big brands are Gibson, Fender, and Martin. And Gibson is kind of the middle child. Gibson was founded back in 1902. Martin is the elder statesman, the founded in 1833, and Fender's the new kid on the block. Fender founded back in the 40s or so. Gibson actually well known for both their electrics and acoustics, and so they've been around for a long time. But Gibson, to be kind, I suppose, I guess I could say they kind of lost their way in the last, let's say, couple of decades, and really in the last decade. They alienated their dealers, and they were run by one guy, and he really wanted to make Gibson a consumer electronics company. So always having coming up with some new tech ideas that guitar players weren't really interested in, and then they Gibson acquired a number of brands, Onkyo for one and Teac, and that really drug the company down. And so Gibson, again, was they were still making good guitars, but a lot of the stuff they were making, because when you're a guitar player, you really only want those iconic models from basically the 50s and the 60s. Gibson was still making those, but they were not exactly period correct, and they were making new models that people weren't interested in. So a lot of people's frustration with Gibson over the years has been just kind of really in the last decade, let's say. And so those acquisitions of consumer electronics companies really dragged the company down. So last year they had to file bankruptcy. So they have come out of bankruptcy. They're run now by a guy named James Curley or Curley. He goes by JC. He came from Levi's, and the big news at NAMM, Gibson wasn't even at NAMM last year. They were back in a big way this year, showing lots of their classic instruments, and everybody was ecstatic. So we start with AC/DC with Angus Young's SG, and I'm telling you now about Gibson and their basically comeback. So it's going to be fun to watch them here in 2019 as they kind of emerge a new company. It's very exciting. And then the other thing I saw that I loved was a new digital piano from Casio, the S3000. And if you're a piano player, check it out. It's fantastic. Sounds amazing. Great built-in speakers. and it's only $800, which in the world of musical instruments is really inexpensive. And the digital technology in this new Casio is stunning. And again, it's just $800. You know, I remember days when a good digital piano was $4,000. Now they're down to $800. So we have really, really come to a time when, again, the cost of everything has just dropped, and the quality and the realism is immense, and it's just a great time to be interested in playing music. So thanks again for listening to all of our extended coverage of the NAMM show. We hope you enjoyed it. It's been just a blast to hang out. It's always a fun. It's my favorite trade show, and as you probably heard me say, I've been there so many years in a row. Almost every year in the last 30 years or so. So do want to say some thank yous. I want to also give a big, big shout out to our friends at Radio America, Mike Paradiso and Jenny Dietas and all those great folks, the cool kids at Radio America that helped get us out to all the different stations around the country. Also want to thank Joanne Bolden for helping me keep all of these people straight at the NAMM show. I really appreciate that. And of course, Cody Castleberry for making me and making my life easy. He makes it all easy here at PopTech Radio. So for Popular Technology Radio, I'm Mike Etchart. Thanks for listening in. Have a great day, and we will see you next time. Everybody wants it. Everybody needs it.
This show is brought to you by ERN, the Entertainment Radio Network. Check it out at ernlive.com. Everybody needs it.
To the Cascade Theater March 13th on the trail of big cats. Follow photographer Steve Winter around the world as he searches for rare and dangerous tigers, leopards, and other giant cats. He'll share his images on the big screen along with terrifying and lighthearted stories of his adventures. Plus, Turtle Bay will be on hand with some wild surprises of their own March 13th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line...